Hi, everyone. Welcome to another edition of the Sfarim Chatter podcast. The following episode was recorded together with Reb Moshe Shwade of Old Af, and the video can be found of the episode on the Old Af platform. This episode is about the various Sfarim and Mefarshim on Masechtas Yuma. I did something similar for Def Yomi Masechta Psachim. I did not do it for Shkalim, but for Psachim I did it. That one I recorded solo, so I figured we'll try something a little different. As more of a conversation. And as always, if anybody has any comments or suggestions, especially on if they enjoyed this format or they enjoy the other format more, please let me know at sfarimchatter@gmail.com.
Okay, we are here with Nachi Weinstein of the Sfarim Chatter podcast. Interesting is that I think we live a couple miles apart from each other. We've never met face to face. So it's nice to see you on Zoom. This will also be audio on the Sfarim Chatter podcast, the video on Old Af, and we are here to share what Sfarim are out there and are available as we proceed to learn Masechtas Yuma. Nachi, how are you?
Good, Baruch Hashem. Thank you, Ramesha, for I guess, allowing me to join you and for you to join me, depending on which platform this is going to be, people are hearing this on.
Exactly. So most people probably know who you are. If you want to give a 30-second intro, since we're keeping this brief, and to the point of who you are and how you got into Sfarim, and a little plug for the Sfarim Chatter podcast.
Sure. So we'll try to do this as quick as possible. Listeners of the podcast, and if anyone would like to check it out, I actually just did. It was a one-year anniversary. So on Sfarim Chatter, which can be found on Google Podcast, Apple Podcast, wherever, it will say there. There's an episode where you can listen a little bit about myself. But just to give it quickly, I'm in law school, but I was starting to go work backwards. I was in Kedil, yeshivas, and I was always very into Sfarim, and Sfarim was also something that interests me. I was Gabbai Sfarim when I was in yeshiva in Philadelphia yeshiva, and I was Gabbai Sfarim. I'm in charge of a shul in Lakewood, actually in charge of Sfarim, and gradually...
Famous Yuke's landmark on 5th Street in Lakewood.
Hever Lamed Torah, my grandfather's shul, right? That's correct. And I'm in charge of that oitzer, where we have a pretty good oitzer, I think, if I'm allowed to say so, Negev Adover. And so it's always Sfarim I'm interested in, especially Rishayim, Achrayim, you know, older Sfarim, interested in, you know, learning Sfarim, the critical editions, Kisviyadis, etc. So that kind of thing definitely interested me, and just a wide variety of Sfarim. And I'll just recap for old off people watching this that may not be familiar. I started a Twitter account where I posted all Sfarim, and it gradually evolved, books, etc. And I started this podcast interview program mainly with various guests.
Across the spectrum, all types.
Yeah, from left to right, there's been a wide variety of guests. So anyone interested can check it out. Like I said, it's called Sfarim Chatter.
Okay, so let's get straight to Yuma. We have Sfarim ranging from the Rishonim, the Tesis on the page. We'll get straight down to the Reit Sfarim. So why don't you begin with the Balei HaTesis on the page?
Okay, sure. Now, this is not, just to be clear, this is not meant to be critical. I'm not one of my academic or historian guests. So this is just very quick, overview of the Sfarim and the Masechta. I believe Old Af's going to be having Rabbi Dech Eliezer Brut, a friend of mine, a friend of yours, and he will be talking about various different Rishonim and more in depth. And, he knows this topic, these topics better than I do, I'm sure. So, I guess.
I think your main focus, which is your expertise, is what Sfarim are there, which ones are used most, which ones are available, and more than, I think, most importantly, where do you access them? I think it's very important to point out also, especially for Daf Yomi learners, the conversation and the point of this isn't that we think that most Daf learners are going to be sitting down and using all these Sfarim, but whether somebody has the time to go through some Sugyas Mor Be'ian, but even if the person doesn't, when they're learning the Masechta, any Masechta they learn, when they have a connection and understand that they're just they're touching the tip of the iceberg, but there's so much more there. And who the Sfarim are, the Mechaber Sfarim are, gives a person a broader expanse of what they're getting involved in and a greater appreciation for the actual limud.
Right, for sure. I did this on Psachim, and we figured we'll go this way. So for listeners of my podcast here, I figured let's try something different. And absolutely, not everyone learning Daf Yomi necessarily has the time or interest or whatever to pick up one of these Sfarim. But I think it's important, number one, we're going to see the Yisoid HaSigas Sfarim and the Masechta that they should know. Their Magid Shir speaks it out, or in the Art Scroll, or in Masifta, or somewhere ever. Who is that? Who's being quoted here? Just so you should know basically who it is. And if they're interested, if someone's interested in picking up a safer, just to, you know, can you get it? How much does it cost? Where is it available? Is there a new edition? Which edition is better? I see a bunch. What should I be on the lookout for? That kind of thing. So I think to start off, Yuma is interesting for an interesting reason. There actually aren't a lot of Rishonim. And as I said, I think Eliezer Brutt's going to be talking about that. But there are a lot of Bali Taisfis, it seems like to me. On the actual page, anyone will open a Gemara Yuma, you have Taisfis, and then you have right away Taisfis Yishanim. Actually, I'll try to pull up my Gemara. I'll see if it's come up on the video. So on any given page in Masechet Yuma, there's going to be, I don't know if it's coming up, there's Taisfis Yishanim.
Yes.
In the corner, there's Taisfis. So what's going on between those two right off the bat? Why? And that's on the whole Masechet. Why do we have two Taisfis on the page? So,
and it's an important Taisfis. It's a Taisfis Yishanim, which is quoted and used as part of a sugya. Very important.
Right, correct. This is not just some like, oh, it's on the side, whatever. No, it's a real thing. So I got some information. This is, I'm going to give a credit where credit is due to Rabbi Dr. Ephraim Kannerfogel, who listeners of the Sfarim Chatter podcast may be familiar. And if you're not, he's terrific. And we did a podcast on Rashi and Taisfis, two different ones. So he told me like this, that the Taisfis on the Masechta seem to be edited from the Merami Rothenberg. Merami Rothenberg obviously lived and he was Nifter at the end of the 13th century, late 1200s. So from the later Bali Taisfis. And he wrote a couple of riots. I can just squeak them out quickly. Obviously, this is, like I said, people, you know, I don't know if they know more than this or differently. He says, first of all, that there's a very long piece on Daf and Nundalat and Aleph on having drawings of animal figures in Machzerim, which Bali Taisfis didn't like. And that's pretty much word for word in a tshuva of the Merami Rothenberg. He said also that Grace Maimini, who was a Talmud of the Merami Rothenberg, he cites the Pirush of him, which is on we have on Daf Lamed Zayin, and he brings a couple of other rayas that he quotes as various teachers of his, Rebbeim, and so that's a couple of rayas. So that's number one. So basically, it's apparently a later Bal Taisfis. Taisfis Yishanim, on the other hand, is actually Yishanim. Sometimes you get Taisfis Yishanim; it's not. It is a little older. He quotes Mari Rabbi as I believe. I'm trying to read. I think it'll be Yehuda Sierra Leone. I think. So, and he says there are Taisfis Yishanim quoted in his name by the Smag. So it seems to be, it was earlier. So it seems, again, we're not talking hundreds of years, a few hundred years difference, but it seems to be, it is a little older. Now I will point, I'm just getting very quick sketch of them, of the two. Now, another thing is, we will return to the Taisfis Yishanim and Mirtz Hashem in our discussion of the classic Sefer on the Masechet of the Siach Yitzchak, because it's important. Now, there also is two more Taisfis in. There's Taisfis in, we're going to get to Rabbi Eliakim, but there's also something called Taisfis Rihalavon, the white, and I think, and unless I'm mispronouncing that. And he was a Talmud of Rabbi Tam from Central Eastern Europe. So Rabbi Kannerfogel told me that his Taisfis is a little different style because he wasn't French like the other Bali Taisfis were. And he doesn't mention names of his Rebbeim. So he said that his Taisfis were based on his other Rebbe. He says the German Riva Mishapira, I guess, inspire. And so it was different Bali Taisfis. We're not going to go in depth. You want to hear more, listen to that podcast. It's French Bali Taisfis, German Bali Taisfis. But so this was a little different. Taisfis Rihalavon, we have a little bit. And then lastly, I would, if I can get one of my svarim over here on my desk, there's Taisfis Rush. Taisfis Rush was first printed by Rabbi Zarkowski. From New York, printed this.
Famous, the Mount of Haskamas he has there.
Yes, I want to point that out. It may be interesting to people. So first he has Haskamah from Lazy Finkel. Then he has Haskamah from a Baron Cutler. Then he has Haskamah from a Moshe, but not Sam. It's a Haskamah. It's a number of pages from Moshe. And Moshe basically says, wow, it's a great thing. And he should help support a Talmud Chacham in learning. And then he goes on. And I have a ha'ara on one thing that you wrote in one of your footnotes. And it goes on a whole long thing over here. Yeah, that's coming from Yenish and Steif, and also from Nachum Pertsovitz. And he also has his own, footnotes and raid, etc. This was reprinted from Vagshal Moznaim. I think it's still around. And then Mosar of Kook also issued a Taisfis Rush. And I don't know if I mentioned, Taisfis Rush was a Talmud of the Merami Rothenberg. So that's a later Bal Taisfis. So right off the bat, even Taisfis Rihalavon is not the whole Masechta. You have four Bali Taisfis on the Masechta, which is a little bit interesting. Rishonim-wise, the main Rishon that really sticks out is Pirush Rabbeinu Eliakim. Now, the one that's been around, it was originally published by Makitzin Udamim, but the one that's been around is also by Vagshal, It came like this with the Real Love on in the back. Now, I don't know if it's in print anymore. However, there is somebody in the New Yeshurun journal that just came out. There's a little piece in there, and there's somebody, I think Rabbi Lerner in Eretz Yisrael, that I believe is putting out a new one.
So Yeshurun, we know Rabbi Eliezer Brat is one of the Archim, so we certainly could get his opinion on this one.
Right, so sure. So what's interesting about Rabbi Eliakim, just from what I understand, I learned Yuma, I used it a lot, I really enjoyed it. It's like a Rashi kind of sefer, almost. He lived at the time of Rashi, actually. And evidently, it seems like from the early Rishayim that he wrote on every Masechta, or most Masechtas of Shas. And apparently what happened was, I mean, I don't know if this is some conjecture on my part, but I think I recall this, that when they, back in the day, everything was handwritten in manuscripts. So what you did was you wrote it down, and you copied it over. So when you had Rashi, no one had used for some other Pirish of another, somebody else, because even if it was Chashim, you used Rashi, right? Everyone used Rashi. Nowadays, we're all looking for other Rishayim, but that was what it was then. So that's mainly about Rabbi Eliakim. Actually, it's been the consensus kind of is that he likely was involved in the Pirish Magensa of Mainz, which is, the listeners may know it as Rabbeinu Gershom on the side of the Gemara, which is Rabbeinu Gershom didn't write that. That was a compiled, the Pirish Magensa. So he was likely involved with that, Rabbeinu Eliakim. So that kind of style, very geschmack. If somebody's looking for another kind of Rishon, you kind of want to go along with it. And now you have Art School, Masifta, so I don't know people. But obviously it has Chedushin, there's any other things in here. But it's something like, it's more like, what I mean is it's more of a Pirish kind of a sefer, like a Rashi, than like a Rajba, so to speak. So
right.
That's Pirish Rabbeinu Eliakim. That's mainly the Rishayim on the Masechta. I'm sure I'm forgetting one or the other. There are small.
Not that many, actually. No. I think Rabbi Brat will talk a little bit more. Yuma's a Kachem Masechta, and we don't really have Rishayim on Kachem, which is a discussion. Why not? But yeah, Yuma, I haven't been Yuma, you know, in, I would say, 15 years, back in my days in Eretz Yisrael, in the Brisk Yeshiva, but it's been a while. So let's get, if you're up to this point, I think when I was learning Yuma way back when, we had the Siach Yitzchak, I think I have it here for those who are watching. This was what we had. This is the sefer. This is the go-to sefer, at least it was then. Nachi, is this still the go-to sefer?
I guess we have to qualify the question because I think Masifta is the go-to sefer nowadays. but if someone wants a go-to real sefer, and I don't mean to belittle Masifta, but a real sefer on the Masechta, I'll get to that, is the Siach Yitzchak on Yuma. He was in Livorno, and his name, I'm forgetting the exact years when he lived. I don't want to say 1700s, but someone will correct me that I was wrong on that. 1700s, 1800s around. Yitzchak Nunes Voyes, Vav Aleph Yud Samach. It's undoubtedly not Weiss. Now, I might be pronouncing it wrong. I don't know if he was the Rav there. He was the brother-in-law of Rabbi Shmuel HaKayan of Modena. He was friends with Malachi HaKayan, the Ad Malachi. His son was Rabbi Yaakov, was the Rav of Livorno after him. So he's famous for this, Siach Yitzchak on Yuma and on Chagiga, both Masechtas that he wrote on. He is the work. He is the Rishon Acharon endpoint. He's the everything. And he goes through literally, came out every single, you know, Taisfis, Rashi, Gemara. He's going through back and forth. I mean, it's dense, it's lengthy, it's got everything in here.
Okay, so before you talk about a little bit, you know, what his style is, I pulled up nice hardcover Siach Yitzchak. That one's not available. I believe you have something there that you're holding, which is available.
Yeah, so I was going to mention that, but we can mention that now already. Yeah, so the Siach Yitzchak, unfortunately, is not available. I've heard that it's being redone, and I'm sure someone will send an email or something. I'm not confirmed. I don't know. But right now, this is a paperback. If anybody will, maybe people know what this is. This is HebrewBooks.org, you can publish out of print Sfarim in association with them, publishyoursefer.com it's called. And now a lot of them are available on Amazon. So what it does when it's available on Amazon is you can order it with Prime. I'm sure most people have Prime or have access to Prime. So this is $7.99 with Prime. It's great. It's under $10. You get yourself a Siach Yitzchak.
It's Monday morning, the day before Yuma starts. Get on Amazon and get your Siach Yitzchak. Be there next day.
Right, anyone listening on my podcast, I will include the link in the notes. If nothing else in this episode, I want to be mepharshen that you could order it and it is available to get. Somebody's working on a new one, so I've heard, but this is available. Now, I mean, his style, I haven't used it really in a while, But it's really that, you know, Sephardi style, going through Pshat, Gemara, Tosafot, going through everything, you know. And the other thing that I wanted to point out about it is that in the back of the Sefer, in the second part, he has Pirish Tosafot Yesodim de Masechta Yuma lefi Daiti Haktzara v'Tikun Hagirsa apid tvoz. So he essentially went through the Tosafot Yesodim, correcting many mistakes and explaining it. So I've heard that this is in the Eis V'Hadar, but that last piece, or I'm sure they used it extensively. So that's something else that's related to Tosafot Yesodim. So this is the Sefer on the Masechta, still is. But obviously, like I said, it's a little more heavy. He's going through each, right? He's going through not each, but whatever, each, so to speak, Rashi, Tosafot. It's more of a back and forth. Now, the other thing that he quotes many times is something called, he calls it Shita Ksav Yad. And it goes over 400 times, so many, many, many times.
Wow.
Now, who was this? So this, it seems like he found out only at the end, because he called it in the beginning Shita Ksav Yad, and the Shabbat he knows. It's Avram Ibn Musa. He's Moroccan. He lived in 1660 to 1733, I believe, those are the years. And he is known, he's famous for those that know, I guess, famous. He has a sefer on Masechta Saita called Mincha Saita, a very classical, very important sefer. It was published by Avat Shalom, Mechamish Shalom's farmhouse. This one, this was just published in Ayin Tes. This was published by Machon Magen Avot, actually the publisher, Rabbi Mordechai Levar, I did an interview with.
Yes, from Los Angeles, right?
From Los Angeles, correct. He has a lot of Sfarim, Halacha, he publishes. So this was published there. Now, again, what he does interestingly is, again, it's similar to Siachit, it's the same style. He goes through a lot of, you know, Pshatim and Siachit, quotes a lot. He also is very busy with Girsayas. The editor of this one explained that he used a printing that was, the edition of the Shas that he used had a lot of mistakes. So it's correcting that Masechta, so how is it Nagia? You know, that kind of thing is interesting. The thing that I want to point out that I came across of this is that Avat Shalom, like I said, Rabbi Yaakov Meshalel's publishing house has a sister company called Kehilot Yisrael Institute, and they published a very interesting, annotated almost bibliography of there was a list of the Imre Emes of Ger. The Ger Rebbe had a very big, it was a big bibliophile, they had a lot of Svarim, and there was
Emes, one of the previous Ger Rebbes.
Yes, for those that don't know, I should have emphasized that. Yes, and he had a big library, and they have the list of his farm there. They were going to sell it. I don't know, during World War II, it got lost. Exactly what happened, there's a very extensive introduction here, and which I read when this came out. And he does, so one of the farm over here, number 90, is Chidushei Masechta Yuma Rav Avram Ibn Musa. And evidently, the one that was published last year is from the Bodleian Library in Oxford, from the Chaim and Michael collection. Some people know him as Chaim Michel, Mar Chaim, but his name was Chaim and Michael. This one here is a different manuscript. What's interesting about that is it's now in the Pnei Menachem's family, another Ger Rebbe, and there, it's what they say here is that the two different manuscripts are missing different things, and they're planning on taking the two and publishing an edition. Now, this came out a few years ago. That still has not come out, but I just want to point that out. So, again, this Shita Ksav Yad is something that's interesting if you're looking for the same kind of pshat, you know, Kishmaka say for an earlier Acher and something. Obviously, the Siach Yitzchak quotes it all the time. So if you use Siach Yitzchak, it would make sense to get a copy as well. So that would be for those things. Now, a couple of other, before we get to like Heintig Svarim, a couple of other old Svarim. Obviously, just to stay with the Svardim for a second, I can't forget that there's a Chidushei Rabbeinu Moshe Mimran, also of Avat Shalom. They have a number of Svarim of his. Also, very geschmack, going through Marshi Tosafos, Pshat. You know, obviously,
I believe you mentioned him in your Psachim podcast, also, right?
Correct, I did. And in the Psachim one, I mentioned him as well. He, it's very geschmack. Now, the thing is, what I mentioned there, I'll mention again. I completely forgot to say this also. The Shita Ksav Yad HaMasechta Yuma is readily available. Siach Yitzchak, as I said, is available on Amazon. The Mishnah Mimran is probably not available. It may be available, but it's probably not. So that's something that I want to just point out. Now, if it would be, these are all, you know, the $20 range, a little bit less, not expensive. So that's another one. Now, the other one that we can't forget is obviously the Gur Zari. It was the Shagas Aryeh.
Baal Shagas Aryeh, yes.
Yeah, so we can't forget that one. Now, the Gvur Sari, so here's the thing. There's a nice edition, a very nice edition by Rabbi Weissman from Lakewood. So I believe you were in touch with him, Rabbi Shweid. And that one is, I don't know, I didn't think it was around, but he said it is around and it will be back in stock, correct?
He sent me an email that will be in the stores next week. We could leave his email address. I don't have it on me this second, but you could leave it in the notes of your episode and I'll try to include it here somewhere as well. He says you can be in touch with him to get it as well.
Okay, right. So that's very nice with notes, etc. Then there's one that just comes grocery in all three mesachtes. I think Yuma Tanis Hamachis.
Right.
That one also comes in a 2-volume, but that's just plain print. There's nothing to it. There was a nice one with some notes, but that's not around anymore. It was a different one, like a purplish cover. So that one's not around. So that's really that. And the last thing I would mention is the Maram Ibn Chaviv has Yom Kippurim on Yom Kippurim. He has the Kabbas Tamarim, as people know him, but he also has on Rosh Hashanah a little bit, and he has on Yuma on the final parak.
Okay,
that's another one that I would point out as well.
I guess we call those early till almost Hantigas Fasemes. I don't know if you want to mention that. There's also a Sefer, I think, has some nice writings on Yuma, right?
Yeah, I mean, the farm that have standard on Shas will have a little bits and pieces here and there. I'm not going to list, the classical, right. The Peshu, yeah.
Those
also, right. So now...
Okay, so you want to get to the what we call the Hantigas farm, some of the Hantig, the Raids farm.
Yeah, sure. So, I mean, it depends what everyone's looking for. Obviously, everyone today wants to get to the Raid. I don't know today what values are because everyone has Masifta, evidently, and that everyone has everything. But I went through the Masechta. Actually, it's bound here. I have a copy of Ezeel Mekaiman, who has a large amount of Sfarim. And what's nice about him is that he doesn't, first of all, if you want to do a little bit, you don't want to just cheat and have it just handed to you, a little geschmack, because first of all, he goes through Gemara, and he has all his Aras in the Gemara, and then he has Rashi, Aras and Rashi, Taisis.
It's very nicely done. Separated.
It's similar to what the Sifsei Chachamim on Shas, the one on Brachis, Megillah Rosh Hashanah does with the old Sefer. Same thing. It's split up, which is very nice, number one. Number two, he does a lot of times Ayin. So he'll be like, he brings a Rashi, Ayin Sech Yitzchak. Or sometimes he'll ask you the question, or he'll bring that a Chakira, but he's just giving you the basics. And he'll say, look here and look here. He's not going to tell you, oh, by the way, this is this and this, this is what I'm telling you. So he doesn't do that, which is very nice. That's another, classical Raid Sefer. Now, there's many others, and I'll just run through, just not to bore people with a list. But I'm trying to see, I'm just going to no particular order. There's something called Shmuas Chaim, Rabbi Yuzak, has 2 volumes.
Beautiful Sefer, I must say. Back. Very helpful, very well written. Yes, excellent.
Right. Yeah, so that's one. Also, the previously mentioned Rabbi Weissman has a typical Tyrus Yuma, big, fat, thick Sefer, only in the first 3 Prakim, with a lot of Raid, letting Brisker Raid, is very that. Then there are obviously, there is Shiuri Ramichel Feinstein, 2 volumes until Daf, I think, Lamed Dalet. So that's if you want Shiuri.
Perhaps we'll get to this, but we can't forget Hishver. Chidush HaGriz has a little bit, I think, as well.
Yeah, Chidush HaGriz, Stenzelach used to call it, but Chidush HaGriz. But the problem I would point out is that's only sold in the set. So if you have a set of Chidush HaGriz, great. If not, get it at the local shul. All these other ones are sold. The Ramichels are around. They're sold in 2 individual volumes. Each volume is sold separately. Shmos Chaim, Ezeel Mekaiman. These are not expensive from either, by the way. Minchas Avram has 3 volumes, Shiurim on the Masechta. That is Avram Ne'er Garbuz. There's 3 volumes. So those are also, I think they're sold separately.
I have to be honest, when I learned Yuma, there wasn't Minchas Avram yet. On Yuma, they had on Zvachim and Achis, but fantastic, fantastic Sfarim. I think, if I'm not mistaken, he's a Talmud of Ribero Soloveitchik, and he says over from him, and he's working with that, I guess, the Brisker Derech Mahalach, somewhat, today's classic.
So, right, as I could be, I'm not sure of that. And then there's also Minchas Mordechai, I would point out on the I think it's the 4th parak, Torah Bekalfi, Rabbi Michal Elias, I believe his name is very interesting. I didn't see it around though, so I'm not sure if it's available. But just an interesting safer. A couple of Sforum to run through that are just maybe of interest. Safras Paneach from the Rugged Shaver that they printed. Amar is printing a couple of stuff. I don't know what's going on. There are his notes and their footnotes and Biurim, just pointing out it's around. There's a Pirush Chai with pictures. There's also a Dibris Maisha from Maisha Feinstein. Very small, thin volume. It was done by the family, but before they started beefing them up with like Likutim and all those other things. I don't know if it was like an in-between they did Yuma. I mentioned this Rabbi Zerkowski, who did the Tezer Rush. He has a lot of Haskamas. He has his own Sefer Masechta Yuma called Beis Shmuel. It was published by, it says it's Almana actually at that point, this was a while ago, and published by his family. So after they took his writings, very thick, seems like it has a lot of raid. There's Haros Eliashiv. There is Gvuras Yitzchak on Perakei Makipurim from Bishlach Suraskin. There's an interesting sefer called Eitzah Chedushim. I still can't exactly understand what it is. It's like taking from old Svarim, new Svarim, Likutim. It's like, it's a nice safer. I know people like it, but it's interesting.
Now, for those keeping score, I'm not sure I mentioned this to you. The safer Yad HaLevi. Who's the Yad HaLevi? For those, many people know his father's of Shalom Schachter, who has his yeshiva, but he, when he was in Brisk, when I was there going back, he used to sit there. He was people lined up to talk to him. So he has a lot of the classic, you know, you like to see what the Rebbe from Yeshua say on some of this raid. A lot of that is Deryas Amsachim, some nice things. Certainly available, I know, on Eitzar Chachma. I can't tell you if it's local in the stores here in America.
Right, I'm not sure. And then another thing I'm just pointing out, again, I'm sorry if I'm going a little longer on listing here. There's a sefer called Mibeis LaPareichet. It's actually a sefer Zekaron, thick sefer, all on Masechta Yuma. So it's very interesting. And finally, more than finally, there was a 3-volume Kovitz from Avodah Brura. They also make Kovitzim. I don't think it's around, just pointing it out. And finally, I would mention, I don't think I mentioned it, there's a Sefer Yom Kippurim on Perek Yom Kippurim, but 900 pages. Literally, the thing is like a tractor trailer. It's a large size, not your regular size. It's this size, but it's like literally, it's Utrangus. But it's on just that Perek raid and everything. It looks good. I haven't used it. So I want to point that out as well. So,
excellent. Yes.
There are other Svarim. I know the Brachas of Ram has some. There are more Svarim, but not to bore people. If I would just recap here, I would say...
Wrap it up.
I went through Yuma, most of the Masechta, with the Pirush Avi Yaakov, Masiach Yitzchak, and Ezeh HaMakayman. You know, it's like people have a Masechta. What are they getting for? True, but the Masiach Yitzchak will include the link. I think it's very sadistic, and...
No, Ezeh HaMakayman, like you mentioned before, it's so to the point, short, you're looking for something to open up a certain sugya, something that you know, interests you. Ezeh HaMakayman is fantastic, always fantastic.
Right, okay. Absolutely.
Yeah?
What?
Yeah, you're wrapping it up. You wanted to add anything else?
Yeah, I would just add to the old daf,
audience,
yeah, I'm not used to using on visuals.
Viewers, the chachamim, loimdei daf yomi, daf yomi learners around the globe. Yes,
all of the above. I would say that first of all, if anyone's interested in reaching out to me, contacting me, correcting me, or anything else, I can reach at sforimchatter@gmail.com. So sforim chatter chatter@gmail.com. They can check out my podcast and the Twitter feed, and to the Svarim Chatter listeners, same thing. They know they can always reach me via email there if anyone has any aris. And I will include in the link the link to the Siach Yitzchak. The other Svarim, if people are interested and they can't find them, send me an email. Like I said, some of them are not available, like the Pirush Rabbeinu Eliyakim. Not sure about the Taizer Rush. The Masada of Cook one should be, although... The local Svarim store I went to that's usually good had like nothing. So I don't know.
Certainly available on Eitzar Chachma if you have the Mosadar of Cook package.
Yeah, right. True. So, yeah, that's about it. I would say, I guess we have to do like, thank you for the opportunity and thank you for joining me. It's like both ways.
Thank you. Whichever way you're looking at this, whether you're coming to Old Daf or Svarim Chatter, thank you. And it was a pleasure talking to you. And I hope everybody has a successful Maseches Yuma, and just to mention, I think it's important, we're starting Yuma, Sukkah, Rosh Hashanah, all of these Maseches, it's a great opportunity to jump in, whether you are a Loyma Daf Yomi on a regular basis, but you have these familiar Maseches, so to speak, quote-unquote, the easier ones, and it's a great opportunity as the summer comes along. I think Sukkah is finishing right before Rosh Hashanah, so again, it's like your Meir Shapiro has it all planned. For those learners, you need to just jump in. It's a great time, great opportunity. And I think that's it. Okay. Thank you very much.
Thank you.